Hi, I'm Julia from San Francisco.
I'm Scott from Seattle.
I'm Art from Portland, Oregon.
The Sound of Young America is produced independently and supported by listeners like you and me.
You should support the show like I did.
Just visit MaximumFun.org/donate.
I'm Jesse Thorne. Live on tape from my house in Los Angeles, it's The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org and PRI, Public Radio International. It's The Sound of Young America. The musical guests at our Live in New York City show were Tim Harrington and Seth Jabor from Les Savis Fats, doing a special set of their songs throughout the night that we've stitched together for this podcast. The first of them is Hit by Train. Just real quick, the audience can see this, the house can see this, but for folks at home, Tim Harrington, you're...
I thought it was going to be a live just broadcast, not with people.
And you're wearing a robe and, frankly, what looked like quite nice pajamas.
Yeah, I had a real bad misunderstanding about it. Seth didn't call me.
Nope. I take full responsibility.
Because Seth, you're fully dressed. I want to be clear. There's two members of Les Savis Fav here.
If I go fully,
he's not wearing underwear.
So, guys, this is sort of an unusual set that you're going to play. It's just you, Tim, and you, Seth. You typically it's the full band. What are we going to see tonight?
These songs that we've recorded over the years. Whenever we go to Australia, we make these weird 7-inches that don't sound. Our bands, if anybody heard of my band? Thanks. For the rest of you, didn't. It's not like this. The Australian songs sound a little bit more like school play type songs. And this one we're going to play is actually about getting hit by the subway. It's kind of funny, though. But it's kind of touching.
Just like The Sound of Young America.
That's what we thought.
Les Savis Fav.
That's okay. That's part of it.
Waiting for the subway, looking around, waiting for the subway. Twinkling down on the tracks, I saw something twinkling down on the tracks, saw something twinkling down on the tracks, I saw something twinkling down on the tracks, I saw something twinkling down on the tracks, 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 saw something twinkling down on the tracks. I went down, but I never came back. A light flashed and the whole world went black.
That's it. So we'll be right back.
church bells sound. Holy Ghost, come forget me now. I wanna hear those church bells sound. Watch me grovel, watch me groove. Watch me crawl across the dirt floor for you. Don't check me with my body files tonight. Don't comfort me when my body fails tonight. Don't check beneath of my fingernails
tonight. Now, let's hear one last song from Les Savifav, the Brooklyn band who were our musical guests on this show. And they got a request from our friend John Hodgman. It's the Billy Bragg song, Levi Stubbs Tears.
Hello, I'm John Hodgman. I just want to clarify for you people that it's not like I was sitting in the green room and looking at these guys going, so you're a band, huh? No. Oh, you play like music, right? And I'm like, yeah, we do. And I'm like, hey, I got an idea. You play my favorite song. I got money. I've been on TV. I got money for you. You play what I want. That's not what happened. They were sitting there going, we were thinking about many different songs that we could play. And one of the ones that we rehearsed, but I don't know if we're going to play it tonight, is Levi Stubbs' Tears. And then I said, oh my gosh, respected colleagues and amazing people. That is one of my favorite songs of all time. And they were like, I don't know if we're going to play it. And I said, would $107 make a difference? I will give you all the money that I have in my pocket. And it turns out that it was $107. So that is why I'm forcing them to do this.
Get some enjoyment out of being alone. Never says she'd be left up on the shelf. It's you and me against the world, kid, she mumbled to herself. Calling them home. and put a hole in a body where no hole should be. Pieces on the floor, and the world falls apart. Some things stay in place, puts it back in its place. The world falls apart. Some things stay in place. Levi Stubbs' tears. Thanks very much.
Les Savis Fav, their latest record is called Root for Ruin. They're online at lesavifav.com. LESSAVYFAV. The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com. And by Smith Micro Software, makers of Stuff It Deluxe, designed to move files simply and securely wherever customers want them to go. For Mac and PC, online at stuffit.com. Coverage of the world of comedy on The Sound of Young America is supported by Humber College, offering a two-year program dedicated to comedy. Students learn stand-up, improv, acting, and writing skills and perform in the heart of Toronto. At Humber, we make funny people funnier. More information at humbercomedy.com. Whether you're a Max Fun Con veteran or you've been thinking about going for 2 years and you're ready to pull the trigger, prepare yourself. Max Fun Con 2011 tickets will go on sale the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, at maxfuncon.com. Max Fun Con is a weekend of entertainment and enlightenment and friendship in Lake Arrowhead, California, just east of Los Angeles. Join us in a luxurious summer camp environment for comedy shows and classes and new friends and all kinds of great stuff. It's kind of hard to describe. Actually, if I could offer one piece of advice, maybe you go to Flickr and search Max FunCon and you'll see the pictures of people having a blast. Anyway, be sure to log into maxfuncon.com the day after Thanksgiving to get your tickets. We've even got special gift packages this year, so if Max FunCon registration is a gift to someone important in your life, like a lady or a gentleman or even a best pal, we've got a little something that you can put under the tree. It's all online at maxfuncon.com starting the day after Thanksgiving.